And then, of course, Indrajit is killed. What a wonderful story that is, with the help of Bhishan. We didn't tell how Bhishan, we didn't tell that part. Oh, we didn't tell that part of the story. I love that in the drama when Ravana throws Bhishan out of Lanka. He didn't tell it in the right order, sorry. And Bhishan, Prabhupada said, basically took sannyas. I mean, later he was installed as a king. But at that moment when he left Lanka, he left his family, he left his job, he left his home, everything, with no hope that he'd ever get it back. And no assurance that Ram would accept him either. None. And in fact, the other devotees, they didn't want to accept him. Hanuman spoke up for him. And Ram says, if anyone surrenders to me once, and prays for courage, I will always give courage to such a person. It only takes once, my dear friend, with sincerity, once. And even if we're a demon, and even if we're the brother or sister of a demon or whatever, even if, as Prabhupada said about Prahlad, virtually demoniac blood was flowing through his veins, still, then the Lord will accept us. So with the help of Bhishan, Indrajit was killed by Lakshman. And then Ravana still doesn't get it, you know, Kampan is, all of his sons, what was his first son's name? Anyway, all of his sons, Indrajit, Kumbhakarna, and he still doesn't surrender, you know, the typical materialist. Everything falls apart, you still don't surrender. Finally, there's a battle, and Indra's chariot is given to Ram, because, you know, he was in exile. And they fought actually on more than one occasion, and Ram is trying to cut off Ravana's heads, but they keep growing back, right? And finally, he's told, you aim for the heart. Sorry, I'm not too good at special effects. The best I could come up with. So now Ravana is dead. He's finished. Jai Ram! Jai Ram! Jai Shri Ram! Jai Shri Ram! Jai Ram! And now, happily ever after, right? Oh, sorry. So Sita comes, and Ram says, sorry, I can't take you back. Sorry, I can't take you back. Lakshman, build a fire. Lakshman didn't like this. He didn't like it when he had to take Sita to the forest either. He said, next time I'm going to be the older brother. And in the fire test, Agni brings out the real Sita. I was just reading about this in Gopal Champu when Purnamasi reveals that there was duplicates of the gopis that were married to the cowherd men. She said, just like Agni Day produced this duplicate Sita. Duplicate Sita, of course, was a great saintly person who had a desire to marry Ram. But because Ram has this Ekabhatnivrata, she had taken this role. And then, reunited, and they return on the flower airplane back to Ayodhya. And the Bhagavatam says, as the Lord sat on his airplane of flowers with women offering him prayers and reciters chanting about his characteristics, he appeared like the moon with the stars and planets. And they again returned to Ayodhya. And now Sita and Ram are crowned as the king and queen. Sita Ram ki jai. And we wish that the story ended here. I don't want to tell the rest of the story. I have to tell the rest of the story. So, and of course, when Sita is pregnant with twins, Ram goes out in disguise. It's important that the leader knows what the people are thinking. And one man, he says, this Ram, you know, he's accepted this unchaste wife. I'm not, I wouldn't do that. You went, you stayed out at night, I'm not taking you back. I'm not so henpecked like Ram. And for the sake of the purity of the kingdom, for the sake of the harmony of the kingdom, and also, of course, there's Leela, he banishes Sita, who lives at the ashram of Valmiki Muni with love and Krishna. So we do have one more little treat for you, if you're interested. I'll have to go to my computer to play it. It's about 4 minutes long. And what we've done is create a little montage of Ram's Leela with the background music of the Hallelujah chorus from the Messiah. So I always felt that Handel's Messiah chorus was made for Ram. So those of you who have English as your second language may have a little difficulty understanding the words, but Lord of Lords, King of King, and he shall reign forever and ever. So is that all right if I play that? It's just 4 minutes long, and I will have to go over to my computer. Saying, O the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord. King of kings and Lord of lords, Thank you very much. Planning tomorrow morning and Sunday morning to be doing seminars on Sri Manashiksha. We've published a new translation done by Pran Govinda Prabhu, the Bengali, and Krishna Abhishek Prabhu of the Bengali, Hari Parshad Prabhu of the Sanskrit. We also have in here the commentaries of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, first time ever published song commentaries of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, commentaries also by Satchinanda Maharaj, Shiva Ram Maharaj, Bhaktivigyan Swami, Jayadwaita Swami. And so we'll be giving these seminars in the next two mornings, and we have these books available. I think Pran Govinda Prabhu also would like to say something. We will be having a whole presentation along, not quite as fancy as this one, along with the books. Thank you. Ramachandra Ki.
As a devotee, the biggest struggle is to control the mind and disciplining mind and finally absorbing the mind in devotional service. To a degree where in Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter, you know, Krishna says the famous verse, Mayeva Mana Adhastha Mayi.